could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you.
855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith winning a U.S. Senate runoff election in Mississippi yesterday. Hyde-Smith becomes the first woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate from that state. She defeated former Congressman and former Agriculture Secretary Mike Espy, who says his campaign has led to a movement.
This is a movement, and this movement is not going to end for a new Mississippi, a more united Mississippi.
Six people dead from a house fire in northern Indiana late yesterday. Officials say four children are among those killed in that blaze in Logansport. People living in parts of California charred by recent wildfires, now they're being warned about flash flooding and possible mudslides. That, as forecasters say, parts of southern and central California can expect 2 to 4 inches of rain over the coming 2 or 3 days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Funding a border wall remains a must, according to a Republican congressman who is pointing to some of what's been going on at the border with Mexico in just the past few days. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
More than 5,600 migrants from Central America are camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana. Tijuana police and federal officers are stepping up their enforcement, and some migrants are also looking into seeking asylum in Mexico. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says we need to build that wall.
That was the biggest promise Republicans made the voters in 2016. So we had better fight for that. We had better put it on the December 7th funding bill. Again, the single biggest issue that the American people elected Republicans to accomplish in 2016.
Jordan was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Meanwhile, just this morning, the mayor of Tijuana, Mexico, said some of the actions of those caravan members in recent days are criminal. Indonesian investigators say the Lion Air jet that crashed into the sea a month ago was not airworthy on a flight the day before the crash. The head of Indonesia's National Transport Safety Commission saying the day before the deadly crash, that 737 experienced technical issues similar to those believed to have caused the crash, which killed 189 people. And security will be tight this evening in New York City at Rockefeller Center, where they'll be lighting the big tree at an event that will begin at 8 o'clock Eastern. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Huntington Chamber Radio. We've got weather today. We've got cloudy and breezy, high of 42, and there's a wind advisory actually. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, a low of 31. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny and a high of 44. Thursday night gets chilly again, low of 29 and partly cloudy. Friday, partly sunny and a slight chance of showers, high of 42. And Saturday looks like a chance of rain and then rain likely, high of 47. Thank you.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And very excited today to welcome Jeff Scott. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Great to have you here. Jeff Scott is the Vice President of Community Investment and Grassroots at the New Jersey Devils. Go Devils.
Go Devils. You got it.
Well, we're so happy to have you here. My family's a big, we're big Devils fans at our house and hockey players and fans and everything. So can you tell us what your role is at the New Jersey Devils and a little bit about your background and tell us all about the community service that the Devils do?
Well, first, Nicole, I just want to say I admire and love seeing you in your Devils jersey, your Taylor Hall representing the team. Whenever we were out in the community, of course, we love to see our fans. So thank you. I hope you wear that every day and not just today. So
I had to steal it from my kids' closet.
So. All right. I am the Vice President of Community Investment and Grassroots for the New Jersey Devils and Prudential Center. Been doing this business now for close to 17 years, actually.
Wow.
Prior to coming on with the Devils, I was on the NBA side of the business, still doing community investment, player development, 10 years with the New Jersey Nets, and 4 years on the sports agent side of the business. And decided honestly to chase a new challenge, you know, and that new challenge, of course, was hockey, you know, just understanding the impact of the power of sports and entertainment, seeing the success that the NBA had in it. I definitely wanted to translate pretty much all the things and the success that I've experienced, you know, over the 14 plus years prior to coming on to the Devils, to the NHL side of the business. And we've been doing it leaps and bounds, you know, within the Devils organization, great organization on the ice and off the ice. The legacy that we leave in the community, I think, in my humble opinion, is the most important. You know, it's all about making sure we are great citizens, making sure our organization is represented well, making sure our players are seen as role models, not just for what they're able to do on the ice, but of course within the communities that they serve, and then of course our employees, right? You know, we have, just within the Devils organization, we have close to 250 employees, but then when we talk about the Prudential Center, you know, we're talking about, you know, a few thousand employees, right, who are all from and in around Newark and you know, New Jersey. But we are our ambassadors. You know, we want to be the ones out in, you know, the forefront out in the community doing the great things. And that's what it's about for us.
That's amazing. I love hearing people embracing the community. And you're right, this, you know, celebrity sports figures, they have a voice, they have a presence that people look to and appreciate, and right, and they can emulate what others are doing for the good of the community. So tell us about 82 Hours, because that's the first, the Devils were started in 1982.
Yes. So it's interesting, you know, because I'm not sure how many people know about our Give 82 platform, but happy to share it with you. And of course, you know, the Devils came to New Jersey in 1982, right? So with a lot of just themes that we create, we like to stick with our history and our tradition, you know. So what Give 82 is, it's a platform for our employees to commit to giving 82 hours of volunteer service back within our community. And being that we are in the sports business, you know, we love competition. So we actually have a portal, an internal portal, where all of our employees' hours are logged, tracked, and we're able to make it competitive by showing who is, you know, completing the most hours within our fiscal year. And then, of course, we provide different incentives for those top, you know, volunteering employees. And of course, it just gives us a way to, at the end of the year, to quantify what we've been able to do back into the community. So with the Give 82, it's a responsibility for my department, where we set up different opportunities for our employees to go out, whether it's volunteering with a local food bank, whether it's volunteering with homeless youth, whether it's doing resume workshops and team building exercises, whether it's going into schools and doing street hockey or doing running programs or anything. You know, we provide those opportunities, but then we also encourage our employees to seek out things that they're interested in, bring it back to us, we'll put it on the portal, and they can you know, execute that, you know, on their own or get their department to be a part of it. You know, as I mentioned, you know, competitiveness, the Philadelphia 76ers are also a part of our ownership portfolio. Mm-hmm. So they have a similar project called Project 76. You know, so that's another way for us to, you know, kind of get in front of, you know, our employees down south and say, or our colleagues down south and say, hey, you know, you guys are doing 76 hours, we're doing 82 hours, and just be able to compete a little bit, but more importantly, tell a great story about what our organization is doing as a whole. You know, we are fortunate now that we have a partner in United Airlines, who is the presenting partner of our Give 82 platform. So whenever we're out in the community, of course, we like to incorporate United Airlines employees, and just show that, you know, we can have positive partnerships and make sure that corporations are aligned with a clear mission.
Right, and United has a hub in Newark, so it's a good match, right?
Yes, it is. It is. And because they are so invested, just at the start of this school year, through our United partnership, we were actually able to build a street hockey rink at a local school in Newark.
Cool.
So it was an amazing moment because when the students arrived to school on the first day of school, we hosted a nice assembly for them. And then after the assembly, we escorted about 250 students onto their playground where they were able to see this amazing gift of a street hockey, brand new street hockey rink.
Wow.
Within their playground. So it accomplished two things for us, right? It of course allowed us to leverage our partnership with United Airlines. But more importantly, we're all about growing the game. You know, we're all about exposing kids to hockey. Mm-hmm. And now these students have, you know, this amazing space for them to, and for the teachers to build curriculum, hockey, you know, centric, for them to take advantage of every day. So it was awesome.
Yes. And you're also wearing proudly wearing your Hockey is for Everyone lapel pin. So tell us why Hockey is for Everyone.
Right. So, you know, one of our mission, not only for our organization, but for the NHL, is to grow and diversify the game, right? You know, we understand that hockey has traditionally been a sport that has always been viewed as catering to a certain demographic, right? And what we're looking to do is, as we understand the demographic shifts of our country and our state, of course, we want to make sure that this sport is seen as an accessible opportunity and another form of entertainment for everyone. So hence why, you know, the NHL and of course our organization has adopted this Hockey is for Everyone platform. And what we mean by Hockey is for Everyone, you know, is very blunt. Is, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, our minority demographics are understanding about hockey. We want to make sure our females and more women are playing and being fans of hockey. Our LGBTQ community, you know, our, you know, lower socioeconomic, you know, individuals. So it's, you know, our disability, you know, disabled, you know, sector is also aware of the sport. And this just honestly gives us just a platform to stand on to say, look, here are all these programs, here's the intentionality, you know, that we're being specific about. And we want everyone to, you know, to play, to enjoy, and to support, you know, hockey, and of course the New Jersey Devils.
Absolutely, it's a fun sport. It's fun to watch. It's fun to get involved with. And we're going to hear so much more about the 82 hours and all about hockey in just a second after a short break.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. We're back. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and our guest today is Jeff Scott. He's the Vice President of Community Investment and Grassroots, and he's been telling us about their 82 Hours program and all of the ways that the Devils and the employees at the Prudential Center give back to the community. And this being the holiday season, yesterday was Giving Tuesday. We've got all kinds of giving going on this season. So if you want to talk about some of the drives that you're sponsoring and hosting for the season, we'd love to hear about that.
Absolutely. So our first drive actually kicked off late October with our coat drive. Of course, getting ahead of the fall and winter weather, we want to make sure that our community has access to warmth. So our coat drive was hosted over 2 games. And, you know, I'm happy to say that we exceeded the goal that we set out of securing over 3,000 coats. And we were able to secure close to 3,500 coats.
Wow.
In partnership with Jersey Cares. And, you know, it's an opportunity for our fans to get involved, for our fans to support, you know, our local community. And, of course, it's a bit of an incentive for the fans, too, because when you make a donation, we provide a voucher for you to come back to a game in the future.
Nice.
So October kicked off our coat drive. In November, we hosted our food drive. And our food drive is also a nice way for us to partner up with an organization. And Goya is the presenting sponsor of our food drive. And in this year, we actually just wrapped up our food drive last game and collected over 30,000 pounds of food.
Amazing.
And the beauty of that in the partnership with Goya is that they actually match our donation.
Wow.
So we have close to 80,000 pounds of food, because they're going to match up to 40,000+ pounds of food that will support the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. And just like the coat drive, you know, our food drive is another way for our fans to get involved and open up their hearts, especially, you know, being that Thanksgiving, you know, we have it around Thanksgiving, and that's kind of a focal topic there. And then, of course, coming up is our toy drive. You know, I think we can all think back to, you know, whether you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or what have you. This is always a fun time of year, right? You know, Christmas lights are coming up, and people are decorating and showing their festive attire. But our toy drive is one that we always look forward to. And our first toy drive is actually on Saturday, December 1st, when we host the Winnipeg Jets. And then our second drive after that will be on Monday, December 3rd. Against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So we're encouraging all of our fans to come out to the game. Even if you're not coming to a game, definitely stop by Prudential Center and make a donation of toys, and you will receive a voucher for 2 tickets to an upcoming game this year. Our goal is, you know, we want to surpass 6,000 toys.
Wow.
And last year, you know, we were actually able to hit that mark. So, of course, this year, you know, the antes are up, and we want to make sure that we're able to provide all these toys to our local community. I'd like to just quickly go back to Give 82, right?
Sure,
because how this ties into our Give 82 platform, with specifically talking about our toy drive, right? So with the, let's just call it 6,000 toys that we will collect over these next two games, we have a partnership with the city of Newark and the mayor's office, Recreation, Cultural and Recreational Affairs Department. And what we do is we host a citywide toy giveaway. So all the toys that we collect, we host it at the JFK Rec Center, which is right in the hub of the Central Ward in Newark, where we understand that this is a neighborhood where we do experience a bit of poverty, a bit of low income, a bit of lower socioeconomic status, and these families, of course, rely on these toys that our fans and our employees are able to donate. So on December 13th, we're hosting our toy drive. Last year we were able to do it, and when I tell you, I want to say we saw close to 4,000 people.
Wow.
You know, the lines were around the block, around the building, all standing out in the cold, waiting for toys. So this is an opportunity for our employees to, so we're the ones, our employees, we're talking about 150 of our Devils and Prudential Center employees. We're there greeting the families. We're there, distributing the toys. We're passing out hot chocolate and cookies and just making it a festival, festive moment for them. And we're there from 10 a.m. to about 8 p.m.
Okay.
Volunteering our time. That's so nice. This is a part of our culture. Hugh Weber, our president, and Scott O'Neill, our CEO, we closed the office down. Uh-huh. And we bus our employees over there. So it is intentional. It's a focused effort for us to give back to the community. So for whoever's listening and of course wants to support, please come out to our games on December 1st and December 3rd. Bring a few toys and just know that they're going to a great cause that we're happy about.
Just an unwrapped toy, right? Just bring it.
Yeah, yes. Right? Just, right. We just asked for a new unwrapped toy.
Okay.
Of course we discourage violent, toys, so please don't bring any guns or swords or anything like that. But yeah, any unwrapped, new toy, for children ages 12 and under.
Okay.
Is our demographic, and boys and girls.
All right. Well, that's easy to pick up if you're out at Target or Walmart or anywhere, the drugstore or whatever. Grab a little toy off the shelf because they always have those great little things, whether it's a, any kind of game or stuffed animal or whatever, right?
Absolutely.
To do.
And then, of course, if anyone is interested and wants to actually come out and volunteer, they can definitely follow up with us. And we'll try to make that happen.
Oh, so if you're not a Devils employee, you can volunteer on, or how does that work?
Yeah, so there are situations, where we of course like to encourage our fans or anyone that may be interested in coming out and lending a hand to certain things, and knowing that we serve so many families and individuals, an extra hand or two, of course, never hurts. So.
Yeah, if you want to get close to the Devils, this is how to do it. Volunteer your time. That's great.
Yes.
Well, and I don't know when it's going on. I know that you do also a drive or a focus on cancer. Is that going on right now?
Yes.
I forget.
So we just finished our Hockey Fights Cancer game. Yeah, it was on November 23rd. And this is a league-wide initiative, just understanding the impact that cancer has, on our world. Mm-hmm. And as we, of course, and when I say we, not only the Devils, but the NHL, want to highlight the awareness and the fundraising efforts around it. Our Hockey Fights Cancer initiative is a major moment in arena and out of the arena. So what we hosted was all of our players, of course, come out in their lavender jerseys. So we transformed the Prudential Center, into a lavender, just monster of a venue, right? All of the LED, boards are lavender. All of our Dasher signage, is lavender. The lights within the arena are lavender. And on the concourse, we have different opportunities for fans to contribute. So we do a mystery puck raffle where fans make a donation. And, of course, they're able to select one puck or however many pucks you purchase, make a donation for on a table. And the puck is signed by a Devils player.
Ah, cool.
And what we did was we had a golden puck, right? Or a series of golden pucks where a fan, if you were able to actually, get the golden puck, you had a post-game meet and greet with Brian Boyle.
Cool.
And we understand, of course, Brian Boyle's story, you know, yeah. having, you know, battled and defeated leukemia and is back on the ice playing. And it's amazing because every Hockey Fight's a Cancer game that we've hosted, he scored a goal in.
No way. That's
awesome. Even on an away, you know, on an away game, you know, it was the opposing team, Hockey Fight's Cancer night, and he scored a goal. So, you know, the hockey gods are definitely on his side, you know, for Hockey Fight's Cancer. But we I do want to also just, you know, put a plug in that if you go to nhlauctions.com/devils/devils, you will actually be able to go online and can place a bid for the jerseys, the Hockey Fight's Cancer jerseys that the players wore during the game.
Oh.
And all the proceeds, of course, go back to Devil's Care and our cancer-serving organizations. And then we also have player gift baskets that are also raising funds. So,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
for your holiday shopping.
Absolutely. So the auction is up until, I want to say, December 3rd. So definitely go online and and support the cause.
That's amazing. Yeah, no, I there's so much going on all the time. I love it. It's I mean, you just can't. And then you've got, well, in that vein with the Hockey Fights Cancer, you have the Devils go out and do hospital visits, I think, sometimes too.
Yes. So, of course, you know, as we talk about our Season of Giving platform, you know, I did mention our toy giveaway. But in addition to our toy giveaway is our entire team, coaches included, we'll be visiting our RWJ Barnabas Health hospital partners throughout the state. And, you know, this is a moment for our players to go bring a bit of cheer and a bit of happiness to these families who are going through some challenging times during the holidays, right? So our players come in warm spirits, you know, with bearing gifts and autographs and photos and happiness. And what they do is, honestly, is they go room to room. You know, they go and just say hello. They go and check on, you know, on the patients. Whether you're, you know, an infant in, you know, in the NICU, or if you're, you know, a silver citizen, you know, you know, and, you know, are just going through a tough time, you know, our players are there. And so that's happening on December 17th.
Where you guys are busy this month.
yeah. We definitely don't sleep during from Halloween, I'll say, through the new year. Don't expect to see us at home very often or sleeping.
Well, sleep's overrated.
Yeah, it is.
Good. Well, that's so exciting. Well, then the other thing I read about too is NHL Green.
Yes.
Yeah. So what? How does that fit into all this too? Is that another December event or ongoing?
No. Yeah, NHL Green is, of course, an initiative where we, of course, just show our support for a green earth, right? Make sure we have a sustainable footprint and that we are, just giving back to our environment. And that, of course, happens. Of course, we don't try to cram everything, you know, during the holidays, of course, but that takes place in March.
Okay.
You know, as the season starts to change, you know, and things become a bit more, air quote, green, leaves, you know, hopefully start blossoming back up. But, yeah, that's our initiative to, you know, whether it's beautification projects out in the community, you know, whether it's, you know, like I mentioned, park cleanups, you know, working with some of our local rinks, you know, and making sure that they have a sustainable footprint within their rinks. Or, you know, just, you know, going into schools, you know, and educating our schools on, you know, ways that they can enhance their recycling efforts, enhance their electricity, you know, usage, things of that nature. Or even, you know, what we do internally within our building, within the Prudential Center, is food waste.
Yeah.
Right? We understand that, you know, our building operates close to, you know, 300 dates a year. Which means, you know, there's a lot of food being prepared. There's a lot of food being wasted.
Yeah.
So we actually have a partnership with an organization called Transfer Nation. And what Transfer Nation does is they are able to collect the cooked but unserved food for each event. And we have a list of partner food serving organizations within the community where they're able to come to the arena right after the event or the morning after the event, mm-hmm. collect the food, and then they take it back to the homeless shelters or to those organizations that are feeding you know, these low-income or at-need families.
Wow, that's
and,
good.
Yeah, so I think to date, you know, we've contributed over, you know, a few thousand pounds of food. And so that's a part of our sustainability,
right.
you know, NHL Green initiative. Mm-hmm. But during the month of March is kind of when we highlight okay. all of the things that we've done over the course of the year and in the season.
Yeah, there's an amazing documentary out called Wasted, and Anthony Bourdain's in it and all these different – it was released earlier this year, I think, but it talks about the unbelievable amount of food that's wasted in the world, and also the landfills and the methane gas it produces and all that stuff. So if you're on the lookout for a good documentary, Wasted is one of them. And then I also wanted to talk about a film that you talked about in Champion called Soul on Ice. So
yes.
Tell us about that film.
Yeah, so Soul on Ice is actually a film that highlights black hockey players. And, you know, this was something that was brought to us through the NHL as we were looking at ways to talk about, you know, as another pillar of our Hockey is for Everyone platform. So when we're speaking to our minority demographic, you know, of course, providing a bit of contextual history about the sport, this film honestly fit perfectly with the story that we're trying to tell. So Soul on Ice chronicles and highlights, like I mentioned, black hockey players and the challenges, the success, the vision of what it means to be a hockey player, but also what it means to be a black hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
The film was produced and directed by you know, a brilliant, you know, individual named Kwame Mason, who's a Canadian friend of ours, who was a hockey player, right? And grew up just admiring and loving the sport. And as he just progressed in his playing career, he realized that, you know, who are my role models, right? Of course, he, you know, looked up to Grant Fuhr. He looked up to Willie O'Ree. You know, he looked up, you know, to a, you know, a Anton Carter. I mean, the list goes on and on. But, you know, we just wanted to have a story to tell. So with Soul on Ice, you know, past, present, and future, what we did last season for our Black History Month initiative in February was we hosted a panel discussion. Followed by the panel discussion, we actually did a private screening for our fans. So it was a happened on a game day, and the panel included Kwame, it included Bryce Salvador, who of course is one of our Devils alumni. He was actually the first black captain for the Devils, and he is you know now an on-air personality and just you know has an amazing company called X Hockey Products. And then, you know, we were able to have these guys share their stories and talk about, you know, what they had to experience and go through, you know, as being a hockey player. And then, of course, we had about close to 1,500 fans that stayed after the game and watched the film. So what we're looking to do this year, of course, is replicate that, you know, but, of course, scale it up, but have it focused, you know, for our youth, for our students. Yeah. So we are working on doing, you know, a screening for, you know, local public school districts around northern New Jersey, and we're going to invite them out, you know, to the arena and actually have a movie day for them. I mean, every kid's loves
very
watching
fun.
Movies. So.
Yeah, and you watch it in the arena?
Yeah,
that's
so we're
going to
watch it on the world's largest in-arena video board, which is at Prudential Center.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, I mean, the thing, too, is that hockey's an expensive sport. It's not just, you know, basketball and a pair of socks or whatever. I mean, when my son was goalie for a couple years, and my husband's friend said, congratulations, your kid now has the most expensive position, the most expensive sense of sport. Like, yeah, because yeah, it's a lot of gear, you mm-hmm. know. For I don't know how it compares to football, but you know, you got the skates and the sticks and all that. So
yeah, so I will like to say, you know, as we talk about growing the game, you know, because that is another major, major initiative of the Devils and the NHL is how do we grow the game. So we have an amazing platform called our Learn to Play program. And what the Learn to Play program does is, you know, it hopefully eliminates that hurdle of parents thinking, wow, you know, hockey, of course, yes, it's an expensive sport to play. Ice time is crazy. Equipment, you know, is very expensive. So with our Learn to Play program, and this is a league-wide initiative, we're able to work with local partners and actually lower that barrier of entry for these participants. So they're able to get, you know, head-to-toe equipment for, you know, a fraction of what it would cost if you actually went to a store and actually purchased everything. It's an 8-week program, right? So you have, you know, committed ice time. That's also built into that fee. I want to say it ranges from anywhere from, you know, $75 to $125, right?
It's reasonable.
To play, yeah, right? That's ice time. That's equipment. That is nothing, right? Hockey mom, I'm a yeah. hockey dad here, right? We understand, you know, what that investment looks like. But our Learn to Play program is an amazing, you know, opportunity for us to get more kids out. We've started, you know, we're going on our third year doing it, and we have over 1,000 new players.
Wow.
Yeah, this year we'll have over 1,000 new players. Last year we were just shy of 1,000, and this year we already have, you know, close to 1,000 new players. And, you know, and the idea is, of course, to just get these kids just exposed to it, you know, give them that nice taste of it, and then, of course, slowly get them into, you know, the Next Steps programs.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a minute ago the one player that started some company called X Hockey something.
Yes,
what's
Bryce.
That about?
Yeah, Bryce Salvador. So X Hockey Products is, you know, is a business venture of his and a partner of his who, you know, Peter Ng, who was also a former NHL goalie. And what they've done was, you know, created this this merchandise product equipment, you know, business where everything, of course, is hockey focused, you know, so you can get anything from, you know, synthetic ice tiles, you know, to put in your basement and can skate on,
yep.
you know, all the way up through any equipment needs that you know, you may that you may need. But what we're able to do also with Bryce is, you know, when we talk about off ice, you know, hockey performance and getting into schools, you know, we have a street hockey curriculum. Where we're able to go out into, I think we're in over 120 some odd schools throughout the state, where we have we're introducing kids to hockey via floor hockey,
right.
or street hockey,
right?
Yeah, so Bryce is a big, you know, supporter of that for us with just the street hockey equipment that we're able to use. So.
And also, isn't roller hockey is also kind of a thing too? I don't know if it's more in South Jersey, but we have a rink at our local park, a roller hockey rink. So how does that relate?
So let me tell you, listen. As we talk about growing hockey, right, any form of hockey is right. great.
Okay.
Whether it's ice hockey, roller hockey, floor hockey, knee hockey, street hockey.
Mini hockey.
Video game hockey.
Okay,
you
good.
Know, imagination hockey.
Okay, good.
Whatever.
Virtual reality hockey. Nice. Oh, no. I mean, you know, I laugh because it's about 5 years ago, I spent like $30 and I got the mini hockey nets
for
our basement. And those have been used more than any other item in our household for the last 5 years.
Exactly.
You know, they love the mini hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
And so for those that don't know, so when the kids go on the hockey tournaments on the weekends, they all bring their mini hockey sticks. And to the chagrin of the hotel managers, it's mini hockey in every hallway all night long, right? Yeah.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's how you create fans, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's giving kids, because all, you know, all kids and even adults, I mean, we enjoy things on a different, you know, in different ways, you know. So if we can, you know, pique your interest, you know, and, you know, whether it's knee hockey or ice hockey.
Yeah,
as we're talking hockey.
It's engaging the kids in sports, in fun, away from the video games, away from the, right. you know, just a group fun play. So it's all good. So
And then parents can get involved also, right?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, no, it's definitely a fun – it's been a fun sport to be involved with because I didn't grow up with any of that. So I definitely have enjoyed learning the whole thing. So it's been fun.
And it's exciting to see just how the sport is growing nationwide. You know, hockey has, like I said, has sometimes been considered, you know, the fifth wonder, you know, of professional sports, but we're definitely, you know, seeing, you know, an increase in participation. Our female numbers, you know, of female hockey players is growing faster than any sector, you know, in professional sports. So, you know, with looking at our national women's, you know, team, you know, winning, and just seeing, you know, more focus from USA Hockey and the professional, you know, National Women's Hockey League.
Nice.
That's blowing up. Shout out to the Metro Riveters, who is our NWHL, National Women's Hockey League team. They actually play out of Prudential Center.
Nice.
They won, you know, the Isobel Cup this past season, so we do have a champion in our building.
Oh, nice! So the Riveters, as of Rosie the Riveter, that's a great role model. That's perfect. Yeah. Oh, good for them.
Yep.
That's good. Well, so let's circle back a little bit to more of the 82 hours and the volunteer services. Are there any volunteers within your organization that stand out? Do they go above and beyond the 82 hours, or is there certain stories that you can tell of people that have really impacted the community with their service through the Devils?
Yeah, you know, our organization, you know, thankfully, it starts with, you know, from the top down, you know, and believe it or not, you know, our president and CEO, you know, Hugh Weber and Scott O'Neill, you know, they are somehow, as busy as their schedules are, they're at the top of our leaderboard, you know.
Gotta set an example, right?
They set the example. So, I mean, if they can commit 82 hours and actually exceed that, then why can't we? But, you know, some amazing stories, I will say, will be with, you know, our work with, you know, the homeless, you know, demographic. You know, we have two of our departments where every week, one day a week, you know, they actually go over to a homeless shelter and they volunteer with serving food, with preparing, you know, the kitchen. And, you know, as important as their in-office hours are, you know, for them to be able to find that time to go out and do that, you know, is amazing. We also have, you know, a pretty cool story of we have a group of employees who are avid runners.
Oh, yeah.
And so they partnered up with an organization called Girls on the Run.
Oh, I love Girls on the Run. Yeah. They're going to be on the show in a few months. I've got somebody, maybe February, she's coming on. Donna's coming on.
Okay,
yep.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So our employees, they actually, you know, on their lunch break, they run to the school. You know, work with the young girls there, you know, and go through that and then run back to the office, right?
Nice.
So, you know, and that's a weekly commitment that they've committed to. And and I mean, when you just hear those stories of these, you know, young girls who never thought of running as a fun activity, you know, always thought of it as, you know, health being a secondary option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now saying, hey, you know, I can't wait to run the New York City Marathon one
Whoa.
Day, you know,
yeah, yeah.
Or just thinking about, you know, the importance of a healthy lifestyle, you know, right. So it's those type of things. But overall, like I said, we have, you know, a strong majority of our organization, you know, actually committing to hitting those 82 hours. So it's something that's within our culture. It's within our DNA as an organization, mm-hmm. and just helping others is important for us.
And that culture is key, and that's what I say. I always tell people, if you want to be happy, help someone else, right? And that's the true meaning of happiness, is helping others. Okay. So if you're giving people a vehicle to do that and allowing them to log it and watch it and watch their peers do it, which is, like you said, creating a culture is the best.
Yeah. In that portal that I mentioned, you know, where, you know, we're able to track everyone's hours. We're able to, you know, there's a chat board on there, so you can actually go in and say, you know, hey, Nicole, you haven't done anything in a month. What are you doing? Get your butt out from behind, you know, your microphone here and go out and volunteer. You know, we're able to do that. We're able to share photos, you know, we're able to, you know, to set incentives and benchmarks for people to do some things. You know, if you hit a certain, you know, threshold, you know, your boss may say, hey, you know what, you can take the afternoon off, or, you know, come in, you know, a couple hours later tomorrow, or things like that. So
yeah,
it's fun, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Volunteering can be fun because you're doing it with a group, you're doing it for someone you care about, you're getting perspective, you're it's, I always say, you get back you know, in multiple, you know, multiple times what you put into it.
Absolutely. So absolutely. And honestly, what it does for me is I feel like I'm more productive in my day when I know I'm going to volunteer for an hour or two within my work day. You know, I'm, you know, I'll make sure I get everything I need to get done in the morning, volunteer. But then when I come back from the volunteer project, I feel way more refreshed and energized and productive. And I mean, it just gives me just a, you know, just such a great, you know,
it's a rush.
Karma credit, you know.
Oh, I love that. Karma credit. That is key. Yeah. Exactly. But well, that's what people say, like, how do you do so much? I was like, well, it doesn't drain your energy. It infuses your energy. Yeah. So it definitely does. It's all right. Well, we're going to take another quick break and then we'll be back with more energy.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. We're back with Happy to Help. And today we're talking with Jeff Scott, who is the Vice President of Community Investment and Grassroots with the New Jersey Devils. And we've been talking about all the programs that he coordinates and oversees and promotes and plans. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what you do personally to fill your 82 hours at the Devils.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, you got to practice what you preach, right? So, one of the, you know, major focuses I think that brings me, you know, most satisfaction of is our my relationship with the Covenant House. So the Covenant House is an organization that supports homeless and trafficked youth throughout the state, throughout the country. And, you know, the reality is that these kids are right here in our backyards. You know, we walk past them every day not knowing their struggles, not knowing what they've experienced or what they're going through. And honestly, these kids just need help. And the Covenant House is, you know, is an organization that is able to provide, you know, that stability, that security for them. And we're fortunate to have a Covenant House literally walking steps away from Prudential Center in downtown Newark. So, you know, what happens, you know, within this organization is, you know, it's a shelter, I would say, where these kids call the Covenant House home. And they're there for educational support. They're there for, you know, physical and mental, you know, support. They're there for job placement and job readiness training. They're there for recreational activities. So what I'm able to do is, you know, on a weekly basis, go and provide, you know, support wherever they need, you know. So some days we're in there and we're helping kids work on resumes. Some days we're in there and we're working on art projects. Some days we're in there and we may just be having a conversation about male empowerment and what it means to project yourself in a proper way, to, you know, what your presence, you know, is and how it's felt when you're interacting with people. And honestly, just give them that that mentor-mentee support that we're there for them. So this is a commitment that, you know, that I've you know, made a priority within my week to say, you know what, I will be there. Sometimes I don't know who I'm going to sit with or talk with, but I do know that there will be, you know, youth there, which is kind of the unfortunate side of it. But as I talk about, you know, or think about our partnership as a whole with Covenant House, this goes bigger than me. You know, so we were actually able to host the first Devil's Edition Covenant House Sleepout. And what the Sleepout does is it raises funds and it raises awareness for all the kids that are sleeping on the street. And what we did was we had close to 70 of our employees and our fans raise funds. And we actually raised over $150,000.
Holy moly.
For Covenant House.
Wow.
And not only did we have to raise funds, but we actually had to sleep out on the street.
Oh my gosh.
So we slept
during
out.
The summer.
No, it was actually during, you know, during the winter.
Oh,
and
burr.
We slept out, oh. You know, outside of Prudential Center. All we had were cardboard boxes, and, you know, and we were able to get a full understanding of,
yeah,
what these
say,
kids
if that doesn't bring
through.
It home, nothing will.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So wow. You have a totally different. It was life changing. It,
yeah,
honestly was life changing,
wow.
Not only for me but for everyone that was a part of it. And it was changing for the Covenant House because, you know, that was you know, another $150,000 that they're able to commit back into their business to support the youth.
Wow.
So
did you have your super warm North Face sleeping bag or?
Honestly, I just wore layers. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Well, do you huddle layers. Together at least? Like, I don't know. That's harsh.
You did, but I mean, but at the same time, I mean, we're out there for the experience.
Wow.
I mean, you got to think about it. These kids, they don't have anybody to huddle up against.
I know. Oh,
so
I
wanted to have the full experience that they had, you know, and luckily I was able to go home and hop in a warm shower. But
yeah.
Just the, you know, 6 hours or 7 hours that we were out there, you know, was more than eye opening, you know,
yeah.
for everyone. And,
wow.
So practicing what we preach is key, but, you know, I will say, you know, what the work that I personally am able to do with the Covenant House, as well as, we also host what we call our Community Learn to Skate program, where we bring in other, you know, youth serving organizations to the Prudential Center, and we volunteer our time teaching kids how to skate,
mm-hmm.
Applying STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Oh yeah, I read
to the
about
sport
that.
Of hockey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So there's an educational component. There's also, you know, a learning component to it, and yeah, those are some regular things that we look to do outside of what, you know, I'm able to volunteer on my personal time, where there's volunteer coaching for my kids.
Fun.
Or things like that.
Yeah, no, yeah. Good for you. Well, and I always talk about that too. I grew up in a family that valued volunteering. I'm trying to do the same for my kids. They, you know, they whine and complain some, but they end up liking it or,
yeah.
You know, pretend that they don't. But so do you do that with your kids? Or you incorporate a culture of volunteerism at your house, in your
yes,
home?
Yes, I do. You know, my kids are a little young, you know, mm-hmm. 5 and 7, but mm-hmm. but my 7-year-old, he is definitely aware of of the lifestyle he's afforded, right? You know, and so what we do, of course, you know, at the start of everyday holiday season, I have them purge, you know, their toys, purge their clothes, and we actually physically go and make a donation, whether it's to Goodwill or, you know, some you know, local youth serving organizations that could benefit from that. And they're now aware. They're like, yeah, you know what, if I'm not using, I know there's another, you know, child who may be able to make use of it. So and then it just, you know, puts it into perspective, like, yeah, hey, you know.
Yeah. No, that's good. And then their, you know, then their peers start paying attention. It's right. Just a good way to spread right. Awareness, like you said.
And then within the hockey rinks, you know, just talking about that, you know, when they grow out of things, you know, within a lot of our rinks, you know, we have donation collection bins, you know, of equipment. So it's like, hey, you know, although those skates may not fit you anymore or you may have outgrown those shoulder pads, you know, let's donate them because there are some kids out there who definitely can.
But they're stinky. Very stinky.
That's the beauty. That's the smell of hockey.
I know, right? Oh, my Z gets in the car after the game. I'm like, oh, can you go in the trunk?
Roll the windows down.
I know, right? Yeah, the joy. Yeah, the smell of hockey. That's special.
You got to air the bags out. When I know. You get home, I know. Hang everything up.
Well, I know. Last time, I'm like, let me wash the stuff. Nah, it's fine.
Like, it's bad luck. It's bad luck.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. So that's crazy. No, well, I loved learning about, well, I also want to ask about the coach, John Hine. Well, he has like, I always just love watching him. He has no emotion. He just, you know, he's just like Mr. Poker Face on that. I mean, no, I don't know. Does he smile or like?
Oh man, John, you know, he is such a humble and just great guy. You know, of course, just on the hockey ops, you know, we don't interact as much as, of course, I would love to. But,
yeah,
you know, when I do get a chance to get trapped in an elevator with him, yeah, or, you know, catch him, you know, walking through the building, he's one of those guys where when he meets you one time, you know, or he meets, you know, he met my son a few times. He's like, you know, hey, Jeff, you know, how's the son doing? You know, is he skating hard?
Aww.
Is he? You know, but he's a dad of daughters, right? So, you know, so although you may see the poker face when he's on the bench, you know.
He knows he's on national TV and he has his card up where he's like, you know. But you have to. I get it. But it's just funny to watch him. He's just, you know, he's the opposite of Bobby Knight, right?
Right. No, but a great guy. Yeah. Our entire coaching staff, you know, are all great guys, you know, that understand our culture and understand the development of the players and how important it is for them to give back and have a presence. So we're fortunate. We're in a good place,
good
as
people.
An organization.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, give us the December dates really quick again for people that want to come out and bring a toy, get a couple tickets, come support the Devils. So
yes. So our annual Season of Giving toy drive takes place on December 1st and December 3rd at Prudential Center, 25 Lafayette Street. We will have donation bins at every single entrance of the building. So please come and donate a new unwrapped toy, and you will receive a voucher for two tickets to an upcoming game. So more toys, more tickets, more fans, more happiness. And and thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's great to talk to you, Jeff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans will have a 53-seat majority in the U.S. Senate with a win by Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in a runoff election yesterday.
The reason we won is because Mississippians know me and they know my heart. And thank you for stepping up, Mississippi.
Hyde-Smith speaking there to her supporters last night after Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to her. Presidential daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump defending her use of a private email account, saying it's nothing like what Hillary Clinton did when she had a private email server. When it comes to Trump's emails,
they're all stored on the White House system. So everything has been preserved. Everything's been archived.
Ivanka Trump was speaking there to ABC's Good Morning America. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump threatening to cancel this week's planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin because of last weekend's clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships. The president saying in an interview with the Washington Post he's waiting for a full report after Russian ships fired on and seized three Ukrainian vessels. At the first White House briefing in over a month, the press secretary Sarah Sanders was pressed about the use of tear gas against migrants who were trying to enter the U.S. illegally from Mexico a few days ago. Sanders says previous administrations used tear gas.
And let's also not forget that this isn't the first time. In fact, tear gas was used on average once a month during the Obama administration for very similar circumstances.
First Lady Melania Trump is about to take part in a forum at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the opioid epidemic. Also appearing at that town hall will be Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen and Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of